You're listening to SBS News.
Madame Purvaz and her partner Tim always wanted to have children young. Their plan was clear and linear. Get married in their 20s, enjoy some time together without children, and then try for a baby. But the plan didn't accommodate a pandemic. Originally from Sweden, 28-year-old Madde was planning her dream wedding on the New South Wales south coast when COVID-19 hit. Now she doesn't want it to go ahead if her family in Europe can't attend. Australia's current border restrictions allow spouses, de facto partners, dependent children and legal guardians of Australian citizens and permanent residents to enter Australia, but not parents or other family members.
Obviously, everything has just changed because of COVID, because we couldn't really have a wedding. I personally just don't want to get married without anyone in my family there. And our plan, you know, we've been thinking about potentially moving to the UK.
She says COVID has caused uncertainty because of border closures, and she plans to leave Australia if the situation doesn't improve.
I know that a lot of countries in Europe have obviously been in lockdown for a lot longer than, you know, us here in Australia. But I feel like the difference is that when they actually open up, they're able to leave. They're able to go places, they're able to see people outside of their country. And we've been lucky to have been living a fairly non-restricted life.
Even before the pandemic, pregnancy and birth can be daunting. But during a pandemic, visiting the GP or hospital for antenatal checkups and to give birth carries new risks. In times of outbreaks, visits to postnatal wards are severely limited, as are household guests, meaning new mothers can be more isolated and less supported. For migrant women unable to see their families at such a vulnerable time, it's especially hard. Like many women, Madde isn't keen on having children without parental help at hand. To add to the pressure, a few weeks ago, Madde learned she may also require fertility support to conceive.
We don't know when we can get married because that will depend on the borders. And because of that, we don't know when we can start having kids either. And obviously, because I was told a few months ago that I might not be able to have kids, we ideally wouldn't want to wait too long. But I also just don't want to be pregnant without being able to have my parents here or be able to be with them.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies found 1 in 5 Australian women have changed their plans of having children because of the pandemic. 1 in 7 women indicated that COVID-19 likely impacted when they would have children, with the majority of this cohort choosing to delay having children. The Families in Australia Towards COVID Normal study, which was released last month and involved more than 3,000 participants, also found more than 1 in 10 women surveyed had been trying for a first or additional child before the pandemic, but 18% had ceased trying to conceive, at least partly because of the pandemic. Financial insecurity has also played a significant role in women's decisions around conceiving, with 62% of respondents who had stopped trying to conceive during the pandemic having suffered employment loss. Anika Saad, who lives in southwest Sydney, is one of them. She and her husband Sam have 2 daughters aged 4 and 1. They'd always planned on having a third child until Sam, an international pilot, lost his job.
He's been on annual leave without pay for now over 16 months, and there's just no end in sight for international travel to open up. So obviously the financial aspect comes in place. We've been struggling to pay our mortgage, as probably a lot of families, and we were just very lucky that we always had a good buffer of savings. But after now 16 months of not having that income, it's pretty much gone.
While Sam has managed to find some casual work, Annika says potential employers are turned off by his work history, believing he'll return to flying as soon as he's able to. Annika said she'll look for a customer service role later in the year, but the cost of childcare for 2 children will absorb most of her salary.
Do we want to bring a third kid into this when we're not 100% sure what's going on with our finances and where we're going to live and if we can keep the house or not? So that's obviously been a big factor, and as well as, of course, when they're babies, they don't cost much money. But then then comes school times where they grow up, teenagers, they do cost a lot of money.
As well as taking a toll on their finances, the pandemic has also affected Annika's relationship with Sam and her mental health. Meanwhile, Madda and Tim have decided to make a big life change if the borders don't open next year. When it comes to starting a family, time isn't on their side.
If it doesn't look like the borders or anything is going to change here, then we're going to start planning to move to England, I think, and sort of start over there.
The couple said they'd prefer to stay in Australia where they're settled and have jobs, but family ties are too important. Alan Lee, SBS News.